Archangel Sandalphon, Potentials of the Human Experience. Nepal and the Earthquakes. Peter, 18th May, 2015. Dear God, I am of incorruptible matter at infinite speed. I would like to call upon beloved Sandalphon to offer some insight and perhaps the reason why I have been led to this information this afternoon about my old star trace encodements. The entrance for the new children. The Nepal connection back in 2006, along with the Nepal earthquakes, which are still taking place as we commune. I am Archangel Sandalphon. I and you are one, and it is no mistake that you have called me specifically, for I wish to speak with you about these matters. It was I who instigated this communique. So let us begin clearly by sharing some general information about who I am, as this is really the first time we have spoken together consciously. You have been sensing my presence ever so more deeply of late because I am drawing much closer to you as the work unfolds towards the integration of the discourses of the Elemental Grace Alliance. I, dear one, have a great deal to do with the elementals, devas, and nature realms. I am the ruling angel and protector of Earth. I am also the angel of mercy and the angel of prayer. I am with you always, and I have been guiding you, Peter, all your life. I was the light you saw at the age of 2 years in your cot, and it was I who spoke to you of God's work then, telling you of your mother's silent prayers. I am charged with the anchoring of light upon earth and assist all light workers, or should I say the lightning rods, who are the grounding staffs of light and love here. I am also charged with the anchoring of light into the human energy bodies. I am an anchor. I act to penetrate a body and anchor myself into it as a conduit of light energy, keeping things working at the core levels of origin in accordance with the divine plan, while simultaneously channeling in divine light, supplying all that is required in order for balance, harmony, and hence stability to be achieved. I also work very closely with Sanat Kumara, the elementals and their directors, all device beings as well as the dwellers of the inner earth. In this brief outline, I have shed a great deal of light upon your request, so that you will gain a larger vision of not only the work and responsibilities I do and have, but more importantly, the work that you are aligned to within this incarnation. And you wonder why you walk upon earth buried up to your knees. Laughter. The energies that are anchored here upon earth are absolutely aligned with the cosmos. The star codes that have been shown to you are some of those alignments that hold in place the light of the original source energies and which are responsible for the stabilization of the Earth within its planetary cycles, not to mention the rest of the solar system. These codes or star trace encodement patterns are not just of your immediate universe, but those of many other universes, both inside and outside of your known star systems. Virtually no one upon the planet at this time, certainly not your astronomers, are aware of the star codes that I downloaded and anchored within you while you were in Matlapeng, South Africa, in November 2006, while you were facing toward the Magaliesberg mountain range, are some of these star trace encodements. Matlapeng means place of stone and is one of the oldest consciously programmed sites upon the planet, although this consciousness is not readily available to human awareness as yet. The Magaliesberg mountain range is 100 times older than Mount Everest, at 2.3 billion years old. Here's the connection that you asked for regarding the Nepal earthquakes. You and the anchoring of the energies while you were in Matlapeng began your alignments for the present day. The star code alignments and the earth lays lines that stretch around the globe, including the San Andreas tectonic plates, are all directly in configuration to the Himalayas. The Nepal earthquakes were produced by the movement of the Arabian plates and the Iranian plates pushing northward toward the Himalayas. There are many upon the earth who are what we would classify as earth stabilizers, people who can hold massive amounts of energy and remain fully conscious of what is transpiring around them. These people can consciously anchor these inflows of cosmic energy through their physical bodies for the greater good of Earth and all life here. You are one of these dear souls, your beloved is another. You have aligned yourself over the years with many, not always consciously being aware of such alliances, and some of them not even aware that they too are such highly trained human anchors of primal solar light energies. Metatron and I walk hand in hand. so to speak, when it comes to the grounding and stabilizing of Earth energies and those cosmic energies that are downloaded in accordance with cosmic star patterns and configurations. That is why Tiburon travels so widely in his work. This is what we would like you and Sue to do sooner rather than later, as there is a greater need now than ever before to have stabilizers specifically placed for the anchoring of the new Earth energies at many different levels. This was why your journey to Scotland was arranged between the discourse, to raise and anchor the progressive cosmic primal light influx of energies. The United Kingdom needed this balancing before the next influx of energies arrive. Ask your beloved to look at her charts for the 11th of November at 11:11 a.m., 2006 Mount Lapeng, Rutenberg, South Africa, Kathmandu, 25th April, 2015 at 11:56 a.m., and again at 12:35 p.m. on the 15th May, and one more, Vancouver, 11 July 2007, 18:35 p.m. On the 11th November 2007, you performed the ninth activation of your galactic body of light, where the ninth ray of highest potentials is one of the more prominent rays connected to your service work and has the most influence on your original divine eight-cell blueprint and your etheric, emotional, and mental bodies. It is the ray that focuses most on the probability of achieving your highest potential. Through potentiality, you have the ability to bring your galactic body of light into existence and develop or perfectly create your own reality with the one reality of all that is. The divine qualities of this ray are unity, justice, peace, order, wisdom, creativity, joy, mercy, unconditional love, splendor, compassion, and divine guidance. So this was a most auspicious time for you. Anyway, maybe Sue could look up your chart for that day and see more. In the meantime, ask her what she sees as alignments of sorts with the dates and places provided. Peter, do you remember what you wrote back in Mount Lapeng about this event, and in particular, Mount Lapeng? You can check by reviewing your journal. Attach it here and then write the other work you channeled back then for the benefit of the flow and realization of the new alignments and potentials for humanity now presenting themselves to all who care to open to them. It is all relevant, for these connections and alignments are all extremely important, for they all have been initiated. So that potential, such as the steadying of the tectonic plates along the San Andreas fault line and the elemental grace, alignments, Alliance Council can be successful. No, the elemental grace alignment was correct. You did not have to go back and change it. It is the alignments, the cosmic paths of initiation that shall matter. That are indeed the all-important keys to unlock the new consciousness throughout human awareness. This will be more apparent to you when you have completed the triangulation of Mount Shehalion, Michael's Mount, and Bugarach / Pechakardu, which means, by the way, the body of Christ, with the American group being sent to Scotland with Sue. Ringing any bells yet? They will toll soon. Listen for them. I wrote a prayer on the day that Sandalphon speaks of, and I place it here for interest's sake only, but feel free to use it for yourself as you see fit. O my beloved God, I say unto thee, welcome to my life, as I surrender that of my limitations for unlimited life. O my beloved God, my holy, holy Spirit, change my life, for I give you my will to do so. Into that, my beloved God, I say I am awakening from the Lord God of my being. So it be. Sandalphon. Yes, Peter, you spoke to me that day, and have I not changed your life as you so passionately and emotionally asked for that blessed day? Peter, oh my God, I have not noticed that all the changes really began from that moment in time. I feel so ashamed of not recognizing that. Sandalphon. Do not be ashamed, for you have always acted honorably and with great humility and integrity, and indeed you have responded to most of my promptings when it came to important issues. As your Holy Spirit, I heard that call that faithful day, and it was this simple but powerful prayer that struck a new relationship between us. And for that, I and my beloved Shekinah Lady Patience are ever so grateful. Peter, I do not know what to say. I am speechless. Sandalphon, say nothing. Your actions have spoken volumes. Let us proceed now, okay? Peter, okay, bless you. I continue. Here is what I wrote in Mount Lapeng about Mount Lapeng. There is no place upon earth more sacred than thee. We praise thee from the heavens of the mighty Creator. We celebrate in the glory and the honor of the all that is. There is no purpose greater than thine within God's kingdom. We cleanse this land to raise the spirits of mankind, so they too may share their dreams. My channel at Matt Lapping, but I am not sure who I was channeling. I simply had a moment to share my own thoughts at the time. Peter, while creations of mankind continue to embrace the energies of the past, so too will humanity live their lives in an unbalanced way. All who embrace the realization of who they are becoming will experience new potentials of their own abilities, gifts, skills, and most of all, the new dynamics of higher thought forms. Potentials are those aspects of themselves that allow the energies of manifestation to become a part of their physical embrace of the oneness of the all that is. Each potential embraced is another step up the ladder of ascension. Each potential realized is a higher vibrational frequency anchored deeper within the human experience. Each potential touched and grounded within the physical offers faith, courage, enlightenment, truth, balance, and confidence, all to reach out toward the next potential achievement. Sandalphon, the point that I wish to make here is really summed up with your own words. Potentials of the human experience. That is what the Elemental Grace Alliance is all about. The introduction of the star codes within this Elemental Alliance journey is just another view of equal potentials that are now available to humanity should they care to embrace them with faith, trust, joy, and confidence. It simply shows that the human experience has so much more available to them in changing the way they view life upon Earth. They are no longer bound by old thought constraints and actions based on past experiences. Finally, we come to the new children and the departures of the Nepalese and those who were not nationals. Nepal is smothered in a history of violence and is a country of hardship and much discomfort, brought about by their religious beliefs. Religions are all crumbling now because none of them truly embrace or facilitate the principles of divine law. As enlightened as some may be, nature and the elemental kingdoms have their way of putting everything in perspective and will sooner or later test the most ardent believers of religious dominations. For the Nepalese, even their temples have been destroyed. We wonder if they, like so many human beings, will rebuild as before and continue to reconstruct their lives based on old belief patterns and past human experiences. These dear souls, since the relocation of the energies of the country that helped the growth of that part of the world and which was vital for the balance of the earth energies as a whole up until now. As you are aware, this shift of energies has now been relocated to Mount Shasta and Sedona, employing a whole new level of vibrational frequency potentials. Cleansing the old to make way for the new is all part of the program of evolution and the purification of all old and negative and outgrown thought forms that must, without exception, be raised to the greater heights of awareness. It is also happening throughout Iran and Syria with the mass migrations going on there. Have you noted yet that they are moving north? See the correlation of shifts taking place. So although Nepal on the surface all seems very catastrophic and devastating, all who are participating in the departures are aware superconsciously and all agreed upon their role within the changeover at higher levels of conscious awareness. Many leaving Earth now will return as the new children of Earthu, not the ones we spoke of coming in along the Michael line, but incarnation and natural birth. Again, Peter, be aware when you are standing upon Michael's Mount on the 26th of June, for there is another connection that must be anchored there. I believe this is enough for tonight. All are linked, time delays as you see them at the moment. Regarding the Elemental Grace Alliance are not matters of grave concern. This alignment has been setting itself in place since Mat Lapping. And remember, if you will, that these council discourses are not bound by linear time, as you know, so what may seem like months of delay for you, in reality, it is the blink of an eye for us as we sit around this circle of light in full deliberation. As we listen and absorb all that is being presented, engage the alliance as soon as you feel it is appropriate for you, in ease and grace, and where you shall have enough time and space to complete the next phase of this cosmic flow. I am Archangel Sandalphon, with you always. And so it is. Peter. Bless you, dear friend, for all your loving guidance here. I am love with you. It was only last night, May 25th, that I finished editing everything that I have written here up to date. The one thing that really keeps me focused is when synchronicities occur, and not just occur, but occur virtually side by side and with an ease and grace of flow. This morning, as I opened my emails, one of the first emails that caught my eye was from Suzanne Ward from www.matthewbooks.com. I subscribe to this website to receive channeled messages from Matthew, a young fellow who died from this lifetime, and is now communicating with us from the other side, so to speak. I must be honest here, I very rarely read these channels, as I am not always in agreement with his focus on the negatives of what is transpiring here on Earth, particularly with regards to the Illuminati and such. But this morning I just felt I needed to read the channel. The first four paragraphs of the communication gives me absolute confirmation for the information that I received from Archangel Sandalphon about the earthquakes in Nepal and the energy clearings through volcanoes, floods, and the like. This, for me, gives me the momentum to move forward and tells me God is here. So I am on track again to move forward. This was my sign. Here is an excerpt from Matthew's message. To read the whole channel, you will have to visit the above website. With loving greetings from all souls at this station, this is Matthew. Let us speak first about the earthquakes in Nepal in the context of planetary and personal ascension. Mother Nature was dispersing negativity produced primarily by bloodshed and the fearful, dire conditions in which vast numbers of your population are living. If negativity were allowed to accumulate, it would upset Earth's tenuous balance and adversely affect her ascension course. To preclude that, she is using quakes, tremors, volcanic eruptions, and severe storms to release negativity as it gathers. On a personal level, the earthquakes in Nepal enabled thousands of souls to complete their contracts and ascend spiritually and consciously. This is the goal of every soul, and during this unprecedented time in the universe, multitudes leap at the opportunity to complete karmic lessons in only one lifetime instead of many. Knowing that a major quake in that country would cause many deaths, souls who wanted to balance other experiences by living humbly and dying traumatically chose to embody there. Many more chose to experience the grief and extreme hardships inherent in the aftermath of a catastrophic disaster. It is so that these events ended the lives of some persons whose soul contracts were not completed or didn't include that kind of ending. They are granted the three options mentioned in our last message, and, along with all others who perished, they received tender, personalized care upon arrival in Nirvana. Some who transitioned due to either event are recovering psychically, or their etheric bodies still are strengthening in Nirvana's customized healing centers. Others have embarked upon active, fulfilling lives in your spirit world. The plight of grieving families and friends who are living amidst massive destruction is being eased by the light beamed from Nirvana and far distant civilizations, and the light within the outpouring of prayers, compassion, and direct assistance on Earth. The time is coming when souls choose an Earth lifetime not to wind up third density karmic lessons, but for the joy of living in a glorious, beauteous world where multidimensional selves manifest magnificence beyond your imagining. Beloved Earth family, at soul level, you do remember only consciously. Have you forgotten that world, where all live peacefully in harmony with nature, where all know that every soul in this universe is a unique, independent, inviolate being, yet eternally interconnected with everything else in existence? You could think of each and every soul as a drop of water that retains its intrinsic value as it blends with the countless other drops in the sea of cosmic creation. Thank you, God, for this confirmation. Now, where to from here? As the day progressed, I felt more and more the presence of the seven mighty Elohim. Well, that is not quite true. I kept having the words, the seven mighty Elohim, come into my head. And with that, I knew it was time for them to introduce themselves to the council. Eventually, I found the time to sit at my computer and write what I was given. Here is that communication from the seven mighty Elohim.